Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
There is a story out this morning talking about what it would cost a family of four this summer to head out and have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
You are easily looking at a bill of just shy of $7,000. $6,861 to be exact. That seems about right.
It does. I'm going on a couple vacations and just me singular. Mm-hmm. Tracks. So
yeah.
That's about right.
$2,000 for meals, $2,000 for hotel accommodations, a couple grand for airfare. And then you got souvenirs and whatnot in there. But we've been planning our little trip and I would think that's going to be right in the ballpark to get out of town for a week.
Well, and I'm lucky in both of my places at the destination, I already have a place to stay. I don't have to pay necessarily for lodging, and I'm still going to be racking up a bill like that. So, things
stings a little, huh?
Yeah,
it costs to go relax.
It sure does,
They did list out the top 10 most expensive travel destinations in the U.S. and then the 10 most affordable. Believe it or not, if you're heading out with your family to Anchorage, Alaska, that's the one that's going to cost you the most, right up there in the upper 6,000s. The New York is on there. Are you going? I am going to New York.
Yeah, so I'm flying into Albany.
Mm-hmm. Santa Barbara, Key West is on the list, Miami, and then multiple locations throughout the islands of Hawaii. The most affordable, I had to laugh at this one. The first one is Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. It's going to set you back for a family of four, about $3,100. And I will tell you, my dad, growing up, was a huge Civil War buff.
Huge
history guy, mainly Civil War, has all sorts of Civil War memorabilia and books and muskets and what you name it, black powder rifles and all this stuff.
Oh, my goodness. I imagine there's a lot of, like, reenactments and stuff in
Gettysburg,
right?
My mom put her foot down and would not let him do the reenactments
because
it was just so ridiculous at that point. But he's got a little hat and everything. But growing up, man, we traveled out east a lot, going through a lot of Civil War battlefields.
Including
Gettysburg. And boy, kids love looking at Civil War battlefields.
It's a hill.
Hey, another cornfield. Yay.
So that's where it happened.
Yes,
right there.
And now they're growing corn, miles and miles of corn. But back in the 1800s or whatever. Clearwater, Florida's on there. Glendale, Arizona. Branson's on there. That's another one my parents dragged me to. Branson, Missouri. My God.
Even sounds boring.
Oh, my God. It was all these old acts from, like, the 50s. Oh, my God. It was so bad.
Sounds horrible.
So we went on so many boring family trips.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you there. But when it comes to saving money, I do have a tip for you where you can save money at least on the plane.
Okay.
And this is something I don't think you would have thought of. You know, the baggage fees that airlines are, you know, charging everyone now. You can save a little money on that with your pillowcase. Well, you can bring a pillow on a plane, right? Like, they don't count it.
It
as, like, one of your pieces of luggage. So they say you can take that pillow and fill it with soft clothes, like your jeans, your T-shirts, you know, if you have an extra blanket in your luggage or something that you need. And, you know, if you pack it right, you can make it look like a pillow. And it can get you in and you can save some money. Because, again, bags are costing, like, $50. And you can imagine filling a pillowcase with all of those clothes.
That's a good idea. How long, though, before they put the kibosh on it?
It is a good idea, except flight attendants are looking for things like this. Now, I found this on TikTok, and it's trending on TikTok right now because, again, baggage fees are so ridiculous. But flight attendants are being trained now to look at social media and see the trending little tips and hacks for flying so that they can counteract them. Because that's the thing. They're like, we have baggage restrictions and weight restrictions for a reason. Like, the standard pillow isn't going to weigh more than, what, a pound or two?
Right.
But
you
when
got 50 pounds
that
of clothing.
With clothes. Yeah, you're
all
starting,
your jeans.
And if everybody does that, then
you want the plane
gonna
to be able to take off still.
Exactly. And they said that you shouldn't really try this because, you know, those travel pillows, those they will let on no problem, but a standard pillow, a lot of flight attendants will
flag
that.
You're bringing a body
that.
Pillow?
They'll flag that. They'll be like,
really?
"We don't allow that on the plane. We're going to have to charge you extra for it." So people trying to avoid charges, this may not work out for you. So just beware. It's trending on TikTok right now, but not everything that's trending is actually going to help you out.
You kind of look like a hobo jumping on the train. Put a stick on there and, you know, in your pillowcase.
This is why I fly private.
Oh, Josh. If you can afford to fly private, you don't need a TikTok hack.
You're right.
Man, that's funny.
Was that it? That's the only hack you have?
Well, no, there's a few other ones also.
Give me more.
Well, not even just hacks, but things flight attendants are saying, like, because this is the busy travel season, right? So water bottles. I didn't even think about this, but apparently flight attendants are getting a lot of passengers who come in with empty water bottles and then ask them to fill them. And they're like, please don't do that. Please fill your water bottle before you get on.
Well, they say you shouldn't be drinking the water on the plane
well,
anyway.
Well, exactly. And then they're saying they only have so much water. And so when somebody comes and asks to fill their 64-ounce hydro flask, they're we only have so much, you know, especially like per flight. They're only allowed to carry so much.
It's full of bacteria.
Exactly.
Don't drink
that
water.
Last thing you want. But they said they get a lot of people who will get on the plane with empty water bottles and just ask them to fill it. So just one more thing to think when you're getting on the plane. And then there's another TikTok hack right now where people will buy the very back seats of a plane.
Okay.
And then when it lands, they'll run to the front so they can get, so they have like, they'll buy the back seat so they have a clear path to run. And then they'll run up to the front before anybody gets up so they can be the first ones off the plane. And again, these are all things people see on TikTok and they think they can get away with it. And flight attendants are coming out and saying, please don't make my job harder. I don't want to have to tackle you.
I don't get
the,
why do you need
I like
why would
they
tackled.
They want to be the
there.
First off the plane.
Why?
And they don't want to pay
start
for
their
the
vacation.
First seat. Exactly. They want to, I don't get the people who stand up when the plane like,
I know. It's like, just like, relax.
Exactly. We're all here for the next couple
You're
minutes.
You're going to save what, like 4 minutes?
Exactly.
Chill
so
out, bro.
I just, yeah. These
sit
are
down,
things
Tina.
That, these are sit down, Tina. All the seats. yeah, but I just, I think it's because I'm about to go on a flight that all of these things are popping up on my, you know, feed just to get me prepared for flight travel.
I like this one from a former flight attendant. Her story is going viral for saying that you should let parents with babies board last and not first. Because you see that a lot. Parents with strollers and small children get on first. Her advice is simple. Board last, sit down, and then you take off within a few minutes.
Yeah.
So you're not having to sit there while they board the rest of the plane. And then you've got maybe a baby that's just a little easier to take care of, I guess, when you're boarding last and boom, a little less time on the plane. I don't know. That seems like a decent.
That's smart.
That is smart.
Some parents are fighting against it, though, saying that it's easier to go on first because you've got more stuff and it's going to be easier to grab an overhead bin and space and not feel so rushed. By going on
okay,
first.
Okay, so mark off a place for parents. Boom. There you do. There you go. Yeah. You're good.
Well, and I know now that Southwest does the assigned seating, this isn't going to be as big of an issue. Because I know that's why people wanted to get on first so they could get the best seats, right? Yeah. But now that that's not a thing.
Doesn't matter.
That's
kids.
A really
it was
good
horrible
idea.
Flying with little kids. And
it's
trying to
try breastfeeding
that's
and
the thing.
Flying
Nicole
with a child.
Nicole was like, it was horrible.
It is so inconvenient. And you have to because their little ears need to pop.
Yeah.
And so when you're flying, like you need their ears to pop, and that's how you make them is they need to be sucking on something to make their ears pop. And
yeah.
So you have
I'm
to.
I'm the same way.
You know,
same.
Well,
yeah.
No. Okay, guys.
Think of the same thing.
Okay. Sometimes I forget who I'm talking to.
My little ears
and then
need
I remember.
To pop.